Okay, the multi-billion dollar national broadband network is being rolled out to its first regional site in South Australia, up at Wollunga. A gentleman by the name of Raj Menon, who has a business there, he's trying out the fast package. He's actually doing it for free, as a number of people down south are able to do. We thought we'd just dumb it down and find out exactly what this means to the consumer, how much it's going to cost, and what sort of services they're going to look forward to. Stilgherrian is our expert. He's an internet and a technology commentator, and he joins us now. Good morning, Still.
Good morning, Mark and James.
What does this mean, Still?
Well, the short answer is the national broadband network means it'll be possible for people to get much faster and more reliable internet. Mm-hmm. It'll be consistent. There'll eventually be a whole lot of other new services that roll out on it, simply because everywhere will have access to this much greater capability. And one of the more important ones, which is often forgotten, is that it'll mean that people will be able to upload or send information over the internet or to services almost as quickly as they can download it. And that opens up some new possibilities too.
What kind of things would people be uploading at that rapid speed?
Well, the short answer is video. And if you want to look at that in a kind of family context, I mean, people are already using low-end video tools like, say, Skype to video conference with family and friends overseas, but it's like a little window and it's very grainy and it's jittery. But in not too long a time, you'll be able to have full high-definition video both ways. And in a work context, that can be important because it means you can set up a permanent video link with someone who would normally be at a desk or a cubicle next to you, but you can instead be, one can be on one side of the country, one can be on the other, and with live video and sound, it'll be just like you're working right next to that person. So that has incredible implications for cutting down on transport costs, to be able to throw together teams of people that can work together on a quick project for a couple of days without having to fly them across the country. And with the labour shortage in places like the big mines in Western Australia or even in the mines in South Australia, it means you won't necessarily have to pay people a boatload of money to get them to physically move out into the desert, because they'll be able to do things like operate machinery or supervise a workforce via video links without leaving home.
I mean, it has endless possibilities. I'm sort of thinking for the medical profession as well, and also for broadcasters, like, you know, we work at Network 10 and we often get people to send us video and it takes forever and it's very iffy if we're going to get it and the quality's not always very good. In that sort of situation, we can actually, you know, access anything that's happening in the remote areas of Australia or anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. And the other bonus is that people will be able to do that without affecting the speed or anything else that's happening on the internet within their office or within their home. So the example I always give, that mum can be operating the mining robot in the Pilbara while dad's in a video conference with his work team somewhere else, and the kids are doing their homework with friends and so on around the place, and it can all happen simultaneously. Now, the flip side, of course, to all of that is that the opposition in particular, the federal opposition, is saying, well, you know, this is all fantasy stuff and we don't need this so soon. And even if we do need it and want it, why are we doing it in this particular kind of way with, the government funding it up front and possibly settling it 10 years down the track? It's not a commercial investment, blah, blah, blah. Part of the answer to that is that the strength of the national broadband network will be, it'll be the same whether you're within the middle of the city, you know, whether you're in Grenfell Street or whether you're at Wollunga or whether you're at Port Pirie or wherever you are, it'll be the same price for everyone. And that means it's not so much of a problem in Adelaide, but in cities like Sydney and Melbourne, where they're getting overcrowded and transport infrastructure is going to cost billions of dollars to fix, encouraging people to not settle in those cities but to move to regional centres is something the country really needs to look at.
Will we be paying extra, like when we pay for our internet access? Will that be more expensive for us?
Well, that's got a big question mark over it at the moment. And the reason for that is that you as a customer will never deal with the NBN code. The NBN Co is a wholesaler only, and they will sell their services, purely the data pipe, the connection itself, to retailers. And you'll then deal with a retailer who'll bundle that up. So you'll still deal with a Telstra or an Internode or an Optus or whoever. There may be even new players. Mm. And they will bundle up services like internet access or pay TV or telephone services, maybe even services that we haven't thought of yet. And they'll have to do the billing and the support and, you know, the phone number for you to call and so on. So they'll set the prices. So you will still have retailers that some will offer a high-grade level of support and have smart people on the phone able to answer your call straight away, and they'll cost more, and others that will be cheaper, but, you know, who knows who you're going to be talking to when you have a problem.
Yeah, we're talking to Stuart Gerrion, who's an internet and technology commentator, certainly knows his stuff. Still, we noticed a front page of the paper, indeed page 3 of the Adelaide Advertiser this morning, a gentleman by the name of Raj Menon, who lives at Wollonga, is trialling it. So there, and he's trialling it for free. He's in, well, it's not necessarily a regional area, but it's out of town. So obviously a lot of people are getting the opportunity to try the faster package.
That's right, and when you think about what's involved in this project, it has to connect this optical fibre link to something like, I think the number's about 8 million homes and business premises in Australia. So before you actually start doing that, you want to make sure you've got the recipe right. So what NBN Co has done is chosen a bunch, it's about 10 or 12 locations around Australia, which are different kind of spots, represent typical environments.
Right.
So with Wollonga, you've got that, you know, Wozal, almonds and wine and cows, and now it's becoming, you know, a commuter zone, but it's a certain type of terrain, it's a certain population density and so on. They've also chosen a spot in inner city Melbourne, they've chosen a spot near Armidale in New South Wales and so on. And between these locations, they're getting the experience at how to negotiate with the local government, you know, where they should run the trucks, what's the most efficient way of getting the work teams out to run these cables to everyone's home, how long to give householders the opportunity to reply and say, look, we don't want to be involved in this, get off my land, and all of that. And Wollonga has been one of those locations. Now, one of the things here too, which people have got to remember, the retailers at the end are not being charged a cent for these pilot zones. It's purely to make sure we get a few people on and give it a test and get the recipe right.
And now get rid of some of the issues. We've actually got a caller here.
Yes, so we're talking to Stuart Gerrion, who's an internet and technology commentator. We're talking about the National Broadband Network. And John from Ascot Park is on the line. John, you'd like to ask Stuart Gerrion a question.
Yes, in fact, a couple of things. Firstly, I read in one of the IT online forums yesterday in regards to people being asked to actually pay for their own infrastructure in Tasmania. I think they're beginning to do that if they're outside of the footprint of the fibre optic going past. So do you have any idea what that's likely to be for those unfortunate people?
Now that is an interesting question, because the fibre optic is designed to go to 93% of the population in Australia, and that's broadly speaking any area where there's 1,000 people or more. But at some point there has to be a dividing line and say, right, that's it, that's as far as the fibre goes, we're going to do wireless from there on out to the 97th percentage point, and then it's satellite past that, and it's based on cost. Now, that is what was defined by the federal government as the plan, and so NBN Co is doing that. But if any local community wants to say, hey, we're not on your list, but we really want the fibre to go through our community as well, it's then up to someone like the local council to negotiate with the NBN and actually, you know, come up with some money, and that obviously would then be passed on.
Yeah.
What that would actually mean in dollar terms is going to depend purely on how those negotiations work, and of course on the terrain, because if you've got steep hills or, you know, rocky soil or houses spaced a long way apart, that's when the cost starts to go up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're really at the beginning of this project. We're waiting for the final deal to be done between the government and Telstra about what happens there. That's expected any day now.
Yeah, so there was a rumour
today, but you know, Telstra said no, our board hasn't signed off on it yet, but just wait for it.
Yeah, so still a lot to be done. John, thank you for your call. Still, you've really done a fantastic job of dumbing it down.
Yeah, still, Gary, we were talking to this morning from he's an internet and technology commentator. Thank you very much for joining us this morning of your time.
My pleasure. Any time, guys.
Good on you, Steele. Hope that just makes it a little bit clearer for those who are certainly interested in getting a quicker internet speed. 8223 0000. Let's check the traffic now. Unleash solar. Unleash the power of the sun today. Here's Keith McCartan. G'day, Keith.